This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Minutes after the hour. Yes, indeed, you are here to enjoy our conversation. We're here to listen to you. I was looking at some of the comments, Jay, that have come from folks listening to our every word. And then they want to be heard as well. The search warrant on Mar-a-Lago. I want to get to some of those comments. First, however, the good news this hour, never too late to graduate from college. Here's an 85-year-old Floridian lady is sharing her story of wisdom. It's really pretty inspirational, actually, when you think about this story of a lady. Arlene Frankel is 85. She retired at 79. She worked for her whole life. She worked as a marketing and fundraising consultant for public broadcasting. She's divorced. She's single. She has children. She has grandchildren. She took inventory, decided she wanted to accomplish something that she'd been working on all of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She said, at first I thought I'd take another job because my first plan was to work until the day I died. Sounds familiar. So,
well, I thought... she's going to continue for
sure. Yeah. She took stock of her life, decided she wasn't going to go back to work. She thought, I'm going to live out my life, and what am I going to do then? I want to accomplish something. Her first dream was to celebrate her bat mitzvah, coming of age that she would have done, what, at 13? Isn't that when they normally do it?
She wasn't able to do that, so she did it as an adult, and then she announced to the crowd that she also wanted to accomplish her next dream, which was graduate from college.
Yep.
She started the first time at age 18, and then before the year was up, by the second year, that was when she stopped. And then here's the thing, later in life, she found it really hard, even though she has a great work ethic. And she found that she has a learning disability. It was undiagnosed for all this time.
Really? Oh. You know who else has a really good work ethic? No guesses.
You?
No.
Is that what I was supposed to say?
It's not all of a no. You're supposed to, no, I'm going to say you. What I've found out about you in the year and a half or whatever that you've been around, I find I have great admiration for how you juggle. You do a really great job in helping me put all the pieces together of this program on the air and off the air. You have a young son who needs attention. All children need attention. Some need different attention, different ways, but you manage to rise to the call. You're a great daughter. I don't know. There's something about the way you run your life that I have great respect for. So,
I appreciate that, Doug. I feel like I could say the exact same thing for you.
Well,
you do. Yeah. You wear so many different hats, and not even in the same industry.
Yeah. Well, it's. I don't know. I just find myself intrigued by different things, and I'm curious. And I don't want to, I don't let the, no, you can't do that. My father told me that all the time as a kid. And I think maybe this is is a reaction to that. Because I wanted to do everything, or I wanted to do a lot of things. And I just kept plugging away. And I think that's not for everybody. But in that, thinking about it that way, then I look at the story of Ms. Frankel here, and I see the same thing. So, you can do it if you want. You want to give up? That's up to you. But you won't last long. How many times have we heard stories of people who, I got to retire at 65, I hate my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do nothing. And in a year or two, they're dead.
You have the ability to retire and you don't need that job anymore. And you can truly go do something you're passionate about or something you love. And like with Frankel, she's going to keep working. She's going to go and become a motivational speaker now to let others know that they should follow their passion.
That's right. What a great message that is, too. As a matter of fact, great, great message. So, congratulations to her. I was thinking about the business of working as it is now versus what it was before the pandemic. You know, how many people have changed? You have kind of worked. You've worked in radio studios, and you've worked in a studio that you set up at your home.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the same thing. I've worked, and then I think to the to the point of what's going on in the world of radio anyway. There are so many people now who are working from home, set up studios, and now they can do a number of things. You do a number of things with your studio. Your husband's in radio, and he does a number of things with the studio. I don't have anybody here with me, but I do a number of things with the studio. It just is how you decide you want to live your life. And in the age, as I referenced the pandemic, you think about what the trend is now. The number of people that work at home, a lot of white-collar workers, the numbers have certainly gone up. And then, you know, you think, I've talked to a few people who are running businesses, and they're having a hard time getting people back to the office. But then there is the question of productivity. And I know in my town, the people who worked for the city government were not being productive. So the mayor and his administrative staff are bringing, pretty much now they've brought everybody back. And people say, well, I don't want to go back. And they said, okay, so you have the freedom to go find another job. See ya. Because that's how they want to run things. Some companies are having a hard time because it's hard. And they are, by the way, at City Hall here having a tough time finding good, productive workers. And so that's, but we want them here because we found lots of abuses. People that were supposed to be working from 8 to 5, let's say, working from 10 to 2 instead. There was a lot of that going on. And I don't know whether it was because we just didn't have good ways of measuring or the mayor didn't care. But then I look around at some of the things that are going on. Some of the good things, some of the things that aren't so great. There are a lot of people who would sleep in the morning. We can't do that here, but you know what I'm saying. They would abuse the working at home thing. Mm-hmm. And so sooner or later, that has to take a toll on an organization's success.
It's not for everyone.
That's not.
Definite. That's a definite. And some people, if you can, if you have the ability to work from home and you have the good work ethic, and why not? Because then it saves the company on overhead of not having to have a place. But then at the same time, I recently called a customer service representative and the phone kept cutting out. And at first I thought it was mine until she said, oh, this is my cell phone. I get no service at home. And then I realized, oh, it's rerouted to her personal phone, or maybe it's not her personal phone, it's a work phone. But she is in an area where she does not have a good signal. And it's kind of like, how can you be working and be a customer service representative and not be able to help me?
Because I had the same sort of experience. I had one of my... I have a couple of Citibank credit cards, and one of them got hacked to the tune of like $4,400. And so I reported it to the bank, and they had some questions, and I answered the questions. And I went through three or four people, and I finally got to somebody who was barely able to speak English, was obviously not in America. This was the most crucial part of working through the problem, and they put somebody on the phone to talk to you who can't really talk to you, you can't really understand, and because the connection is lousy to begin with, because they're probably in India, you think to yourself, okay, what's the purpose of doing this when all along the line there were people that you could talk to, but then they put you off to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else, and by the time you get to the crucial connection, it's a lousy connection with somebody who can barely speak English. So, hello, duh. What are you thinking about your customers as well as the importance of your own employees? So, anyway, I've noticed, though, lately, some of my friends who are in business who have people working at home are trying to find a way to monitor what they're doing so that they know that they're getting their money's worth. The other side of it is that there are a lot of people that I know who also are working a lot more than they used to and not getting paid anymore. They're just working more. And the company began to expect it. So as a result of that, there's kind of a mismatch here. And one of the trends that I noticed as we get close to, oh, my God, don't say it, Doug, Labor Day. It is, three weeks away? Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, the increasing interest in labor unions, at least in some sectors of the workforce, they went down and down and down. Because they were getting, the employers were pushing back, and there were a lot of abuses and very difficult. I mean, you still see, especially in the public sector, abuses every day of, you know, what makes sense and what doesn't. But then there are some companies who are getting a little too ballsy, if you will, a little pushy, and so the workers are pushing back. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why you'll see some increase in union. But how do you have a union thing and you're working at home? How does that work? I don't get
that. Yeah, that one doesn't make any sense.
No. So Chipotle learned their lesson the hard way. Did you see this? They're going to have to pay $20 million to current and former workers at the restaurants in and around New York because they violated labor laws. The investigators found out that Chipotle's violations of the Fair Work Week law included failing to post work schedules 14 days in advance, pay a premium for scheduling changes, and offer available shifts to current employees before you hire new ones.
There's no, like, overtime and people. It really was.
Well, I don't see
awful.
Well, that's not smart. But posting work schedules 14 days in advance, I think that's very difficult. I don't buy that. But I think that once you get into the circumstances here where you're abusive of the workers, and there's that. That always happens if you let people, unfortunately, that seems to be human nature, let people get away with it, and so they're going to try to get away with it. Mm-hmm. So they have $20 million is going to be shared among 13,000 workers. They got that many people in the New York area working at Chipotle? Wow.
No, this was from past due, too, because this was going on for a long time. So past employees that were working during this time at these specific locations.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's something. When you think about that. Scheduling is important, but I think the workforce, see, taking into account, I'm going back to my friends, the millennials, and how difficult they are.
You mean Gen Z?
You want to deflect from millennials. Yeah, maybe Gen Z more than the millennials in terms of them being independent. Well, I don't have to go to work today. I don't want to. So what do you do then under that circumstance? Not too cool. All right, it's 18 after the hour.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on site.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now 23 after the hour here on the D for Doug, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So we take our time here in this portion of the program to view some of the trending things on social media. I guess we could, sometimes we can call it Doug's Dirt, it's celebrity gossip, whatever it is. You can share that sort of thing if you want, or your thoughts more importantly to the issues of the day that we're talking about. Share them with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. The story of Amy Grant getting traction today, Jay, taking more time to recover. She was in that biking accident. Remember, I have a hard time believing she's 61, though. I remember her as a kid, right?
She looks fantastic.
She's a kid. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Performing in the malls. I remember that back in the day, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was on she was riding her bike with a friend, hit a pothole, and basically just went flying. And thankfully, she was wearing a helmet, because as bad as it was, it could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
She's still dealing with, she had a really bad concussion, just other injuries, and she already had to postpone things that were supposed to start. And she was postponing it. Then the rehearsals were supposed to start this fall. And she was just like, I'm not going to be able to give it my all. And if I can't give it my all, then I don't want to do it. So they're going to continue to postpone. But right now she is slated to be available for her Christmas residency, which is already supposed to be happening with her husband, Vince Gill.
I didn't realize she was married to Vince Gill. I don't know why. They don't seem like a likely couple.
Oh, really?
For whatever the reason. Well, Vince seems kind of like the tough guy. Listen to his voice, watch his kind of memo. And she seems like, with all of the stuff that she's sung, she just seems like a kind of a very sweet. Maybe opposites attract. That could be it. But the other side of this biking accident and other accidents like it, the roads around America are in such terrible, deplorable, disgraceful shape. Things like this are happening all the time. There's a pothole right up the street from me here on my way to the farm, and one of our pieces of equipment, a corn chopper, somebody came in the road. I wasn't driving it. One of the people working for me was driving the tractor, pulling the corn chopper, and it went into this pothole and bent the axle of the. And it took 3 hours to fix it because people are not taking care of the roads.
It's awful.
And we're paying for the roads to be taken care of. Hello.
And it's like we can't even call them potholes anymore. They are craters. They are. It is just ridiculous.
Careful. All right. Here's the update on Carlos Santana. For those of you who remember, he collapsed on stage what, a couple of months ago? It's time goes by so quickly. No, it was July 5th. Okay, yeah. So it's been a month and a half.
Last month, but still.
Yeah, 75.
He, excessive heat and exhaustion, and his doctor told him take it easy for a little bit, but he did take it easy, and now he's performing again. He's back on tour.
Yeah. He's on the road, I think, with Earth, Wind, and Fire as well. This is a very good combination. If you like Santana's music, Black Magic Woman, I think, is probably the one that I identify most with, for whatever the reason. I don't know why. I just like that.
Because it's a great song.
Guitar, yeah, it is, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oyo Como Va, I think it was the first big hit that he had. And then, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire has just a fabulous repertoire. So the two of them, anyway. Hopefully he doesn't have the same problem. It was really hot when he was performing, and a lot of people, when they get to be that age, my age, I noticed it more this summer than I ever have, frankly, on the farm. I didn't get heat exhaustion, and I was hydrating myself, but I will tell you, there were 4 or 5 days in there I really was done. Yeah, really, like the middle of the day. It's not something that happens often with me, but I was fried. Almost.
Almost
literally.
It's so
scary. Yeah. Right. Yep. 28 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans continue to call out Attorney General Merrick Garland and the weaponizing of the FBI. Paul Manafort, President Trump's campaign manager, didn't sugarcoat his reaction and let the FBI have it for its politically motivated search of President Trump's Florida home on Newsmax.
It's the destruction of our country and our democracy and our Constitution. I mean, the Biden administration has shown that he will go to any levels to try and destroy a political opponent.
The minimal decrease in inflation announced last week from 9.1% in June to 8.5% in July is likely to bring down 2023's Social Security cost of living adjustment as well. Last month, the Social Security Administration was planning to give seniors a 10.5% boost. That's now been downgraded for Social Security checks to 9.6% in 2023. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The attorney for President Trump is unloading on the weaponizing of the FBI in an effort to attack their political opponent. Christina Bob says the FBI and the Department of Justice have boxed themselves into a corner, and the American people are starting to see the pattern from Democrat leadership.
We let them in there before, and other attorneys on the team have gone through that, combed through it to make sure there wasn't something that people weren't aware of. And, you know, I'm not convinced that there's actually anything booming in there, but we'll see. We'll have to see what they come up with. But I also think it's convenient for them that they're shrouding this in a national security blanket because they don't want to disclose what they're doing, because what they're doing is wrong. And so they want to hide it behind the premise that this is, it's a matter of national security and classified documents, so we can't disclose to you what we're doing or why we're doing it, but just trust us, we're not lying to you. Well, no, the American people aren't going to stand for that anymore. We don't believe the FBI. They burned their bridge with Russia, 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 with the Ukraine hoax, with unmasking the incoming national security advisor, with surveilling President Trump's campaign. The FBI has lied to the American people so many different ways. We don't believe them anymore.
The U.S. Consulate in Mexico is advising citizens to avoid Baja California after cartel violence in Tijuana explodes. Heavy police presence and roadblocks are also an issue. A publisher with Baja News says Baja Californians have never experienced widespread cartel violence like this before. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Babble is when my mother used to tell me to be quiet while I was eating dinner. She would tell me to stop the babble. Babble was meaningless chatter, according to her, anyway. So maybe that's
like this.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here to help us celebrate the day and celebrate some more good news. Here's the story of an owl. We don't have too many owl stories here. A grandmother gets weekly visits from a chatty owl.
Isn't this cute, though? It actually responds to her, and occasionally it tries to sit on her lap.
Yeah. Owls are like a lot of other animals. They're misunderstood. People are afraid of them because they have that piercing look in their eyes. They have kind of, you know, strong claws, that sort of thing. But this lady, this grandmother, the owl visits her every day, sits on her balcony, and has her granddaughter apparently has captured the whole thing. You know, everybody's got a phone, everybody's taking pictures, and it's kind of neat to see how the human can bond with the animal. This is what I try to teach on my farm every single weekend when we have visitation to the farm. People come to meet the cows, to meet the goats and the chickens and the ducks and the whatever else we have wandering around. And I think it's very healthy, and it's something yesterday a very close friend of mine brought his granddaughter, and we had the circus at the farm this past weekend, and he brought his granddaughter to see that, but she wanted to meet the cows. So we took a walk into the pasture. She's having 2.5. She's beginning to speak, and at first she was afraid of these big beings until they came up and stuck their nose in her face. And they just wanted a visit, and she patted them, and she realized that they were okay. So she'll remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is for the grandchildren of this lady who's 98 years old. The children and grandchildren, they're going to remember this. And so grandma apparently is a sweet soul. The animals around her will be exactly, this is what I tell the children who come to the farm, they're going to be exactly the way you treat them. Your dog is exactly the way you treat the dog. Your friends, your family, children, whoever, you're going to be treated by them as you treat them. What's the old expression? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Isn't that the biblical? Yeah, right.
It's a great one.
Yeah, it really is.
And also treat yourself as you would want others.
Golden rule.
Is that the standard?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, got a couple of things here to catch up on in terms of the commonality of interest in some of the things that we talked about in the last few days. For example, the search, people are still buzzing about what happened at Mar-a-Lago. And so why don't we share some of the thoughts from some of the people who listen to us. By the way, it's interesting. We hear far more from women than we do men. Do you notice that? I was just looking at
it. It depends on the topic, yeah.
Oh, does it? Yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah. There are some topics where it is 100% the male population. But typically, I would say on average, you're right, Doug, it does seem to be more women.
Right.
But yeah, regarding that search warrant on Mar-a-Lago, Cheryl Walks Wordle says, I'm very sad and I think it was wrong. Even if he is guilty, we have got to treat everyone equally if Trump needs...
Whoops. We lost that connection. Yeah, I was looking at some of these as well, the equal treatment under the law business. So if Hillary has done something wrong or Hunter Biden's done something wrong, Trump's done something wrong, you got to go after him. Here's Lynn Greer, who says, this is conspiracy. It always is, it was, and will be with regard to Trump. Shirley Goodson says, the more he's harassed, the stronger my vote gets. Well, she's reflecting on what a lot of people are feeling. And I think I said this on Thursday or Friday of last week, how under the circumstances, the Democrats have shot themselves in the foot, kind of going in the direction they've gone. And I think a lot of Republicans, even though a lot of Republicans are split on how much to criticize law enforcement, because, you know, usually the supporting party of law enforcement is the see no evil, hear no evil, do no evil. That seems to be the approach that a lot of Republicans have toward the police, which, of course, is ridiculous because there are really some that aren't good and there are some that are good. So you judge them each according to what they are doing and what they've accomplished, not as a collective. Anyway, you want to bring us up? Let's see, I said that we have mostly the people responding are women here, but there are a couple of men. You want to do the Mar-a-Lago stuff with it?
Yeah, Dave Helen says, Democratic overreach. They know what they're doing. Discredit Trump. Disgrace him so he can't run again. I think we need a new Republican candidate anyway.
Yeah, we do. I agree with that.
Both things are true, yeah.
Yeah, both of those things. But it is disgraceful how it is. That's the perfect phrase. Overreach. Overcooked. Overdone. Get over it. All right, let's see here. What does Tammy Fuller say?
Tammy Fuller says more evidence that a two-tier justice system does, in fact, exist in this country, one for Republicans and one for Democrats. Evidence being that Hillary Clinton, with all of the evidence against her in her mishandling of classified documents, was never descended upon in such a misuse of power by the DOJ and the FBI.
this time in history will never be forgotten.
Well, that may be a little overzealous in an evaluation of it, but to the fact that there hasn't been anything done with Hunter Biden, I'm more onto that. I think there's something, where there's smoke, there's fire. Something going on with him. Okay. So the FBI, Ken Stark is just realizing the FBI has been politically weaponized. The FBI has been, of all of the, and CIA the same, but this was used differently. The FBI has been abused. I kind of like the Dick Wolf FBI stories that are on Tuesday nights on CBS. For those who are looking, I know, is it NBC? Maybe it's NBC. I don't know. Anyway, the point is that the FBI isn't by any stretch of the imagination a perfect entity. And going back to J. Edgar Hoover, he was happy to use the FBI to his own ends. And it was like his own personal, his own personal body. Of workers, then it was pretty damn ridiculous what he got away with, Frank, all the way through to the Kennedys. Andy Brinkley said it's a sad day in American history. The fact that the Republican Party was a false supporter of Trump.
Interesting. Well, and I feel like this also goes to show that it's not just the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. There are multiple groups inside each party.
Yeah. Well, they're not just, yeah, exactly. There's the liberal wing, the left wing, the moderate wing of the Democrats.
The MAGA Republicans.
The same thing. Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, let's see here. This fatal virus that was found in China.
Are you laughing at Cheryl's?
Yeah.
Cheryl Gravechick says, who had a new virus on their bingo card?
Bingo!
Who had polio making a resurgence on their bingo card?
I know. Did you see that there's a polio in the water? Where the heck did I see? There's polio. In New York State. There's polio in the water. What are you going to do about that? That's going to be something that is going to require quite a bit of, you think about what it is. That is, that scares people. That scares people. That's scary. Scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. Ken Stark says that Ukraine labs must be working overtime. I don't know what he means by that. What is that supposed to mean?
Weren't they for, was it monkeypox or COVID? The labs in Ukraine were working hard to come up with different medications.
Well, I'd say they're doing a lot of experimentation that isn't quite, there's not, what's the expression, transparency. There's a lot of stuff that American drug makers are paying for being done in Ukraine, not now because of the war, but before that. And anyway, but the Chinese are much more. Here's a guy who's a little aggressive. We need to wipe China off the map.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of China.
The government is a problem, and most, not all, of the public play a role as well.
Yeah,
like
right.
I said, that is aggressive.
Pretty aggressive. All right, and Serena Williams announced her retirement last week. What are some comments on that?
Yeah, after the U.S. Open, she will be donezo. Linda Rubin said she had a fantastic career and deserves to retire. Blessings to her. Marianne Mosher says, oh dear, such a great champion and role model. I will really miss her. And Annette Bleach says, it was time. She had a great career. So, I mean, the common thing was she had a great career.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so that's on people's minds. As we can, please share your thoughts with us. We sometimes ask some questions, sometimes just want to be heard. Help yourself. And what are we doing about this phone number? We're going to get that phone number to work, a new number to connect with us. I think you can use it now. I think we've tried it through. But let me promote it a little bit better. So you can then be heard, and we'll play some of the responses back on the air. The lady who owned the house that Anne Heche crashed into is now talking about the passing of Anne Heche. So we'll talk about that after this.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help, well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Right. We talk about money and gossip and relationships and what's going on in the world, events of the day. For those of you who are new, a couple of new stations on this week. So we welcome you and enjoy our conversation. Participate if you'd like. But the issues of the day are certainly on our mind. And the passing of Anne Heche. She has died because of the crash into the home of Lynn Michel. The house not only was the car didn't just crash into the house burned to the ground because of the fire that started. So people have started a GoFundMe for her home to have it rebuilt or to get it into a new home. I guess it's $150,000, $160,000
of that place, yeah. And she lost all of her possessions. Fortunately, she and her pets were in a different area of the house. They managed to make it out with their lives. But, yeah, $150,000 from the GoFundMe campaign just to help her with a new home and possessions that were destroyed. And she even spoke out after Anne Heche's death saying that there just are no words, really. The whole situation is tragic.
Tough.
And she sends her love to her family.
Yep, tough stuff. The trip to Taiwan by Nancy Pelosi. Well, we got a few more grandstanders who have decided to take a trip over there. There are five members of Congress who arrived in Taiwan today. They were bolstered by Nancy Pelosi's trip. What was accomplished by Nancy Pelosi's trip? Well, the Chinese shot a lot of missiles up in the, up in the air.
They're doing test runs of things.
Whatever else has gone on. So I'm sure these people have a wonderful vacation at taxpayer expense. 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour, back in his splendor and glory is Tom Kreidler, Tommy the K.
Good morning.
Yes, from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, he and Legretti. Legretti, good, Doug. See, I get paid by the word, and sometimes I put two words together, save money. Legretti would be Leslie Segretti. For those of you who are unwashed, she and Tommy are on the air every weekend. Lots of episodic adventures here. We have people that listen to this program who want help. They need help. So here's listener Susan, Tommy, who says that she wants to get in new windows. A lot of different. I've noticed a lot of ads. This must be a very profitable business because there are four or five national companies, and I've noticed three or four local. There's the local Boston guys called the Window Boys.
Yeah.
So,
it's a popular project this time of year because they're moving in towards fall, so people
start. Don't say that.
Before, sorry about that. Speaking the truth here on this program.
Yes, that's true. We do.
But as you start thinking about the colder weather, which is funny, Doug, because, you know, we think about a big investment like windows when it's going to get cold. But truth be told, your summer cooling bills go way down when you get good windows as well. So lots of things to consider.
When not me. I leave my windows open when I turn the air conditioning on.
Yeah, that may have some effect.
It doesn't help you that much.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But no, seriously, when you do have new windows, there's a lot of benefits. The things to look for, number one, make sure you're buying whatever manufacturer you work with. Make sure you buy a window that is Energy Star rated because that means that the glass is up to par. The glass is really key. The National Fenestration Rating Council has a scoring system. If you ever notice windows in a store, like you go to Home Center, you see a mm-hmm. big label on the window. Well, there's certain things that they measure, including how much of the UV heat of the sun can get through or get out, depending on the season, reflectance, things like that. So you can use those labels as a standard measure to compare different windows. Vinyl is the predominant material that windows are made out of. And there's a lot of benefits to new windows today. I mean, frankly, I've got an old house now that we just picked up, and we're looking to replace the windows. And I'm looking forward to the fact that they're going to tilt in and be easy to clean.
Ah.
Because when you, you know, when you have...
Who cleans the windows, you or your wife? Come on, fess up.
We both pitch in.
Ah, that's it. The couples do things exciting like that together. All right, so you also have the Money Pit podcast every week, and the focus looks like it's on storage sheds in part. This is the time of year a lot of people are buying these so they can put their tools away for winter, right?
Yeah, same reason, transforming of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to choose a storage shed, there's a lot of options in both function and style right now that you can consider. You know, there's a lot of cool prefabs out there. There's a lot of neat plans that you can build yourself. And there's a lot of things to think about in terms of, you know, what do you want to accomplish out of this? And that's going to drive the design. So we kind of walk you through some ideas and tips on that topic.
Good idea. All right. So also one more way you can be helped by connecting to MoneyPit.com is their newsletter. And this year there have been, because it's dry,
right,
the ticks have not been as bad as they would be if it were wet. But there's still tons. I took a tick off my neck last night. I took one off my shoulder the night before that. There are three different kinds of ticks. And I wonder if you, when you're trying to keep them at bay, if you talk about the different ways of dealing with the different kinds of ticks.
Well, we do have a recipe for a natural tick repellent that I'll share. It's very simple. You start out with 2 ounces of vodka. Don't drink it. But 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce of water, and then 20 drops of an essential oil. The oils are what really work here. So we're talking about like lemon, eucalyptus oil, lavender, yeah. What's another one? Geranium oil. Those essential oils in this mix, shake it up and then spray it on, and that will keep the ticks away.
Wow, that's a great tip. All right, moneypit.com/newsletter with the podcast. It's moneypit.com/podcast. Your questions for us, just go to moneypit.com. Here's Emily, who says that we're dealing with carpenter bees.
Yep.
I don't know about carpenter ants. I don't remember seeing anything about carpenter bees before. What did they do?
Well, carpenter bees do just what you would expect carpenter bees to do. They drill holes.
Ah,
you know,
great.
Carpenter bees are the really big ones. Like, and what's interesting about carpenter bees is they'll fly right at you to intimidate you because they can't bite. They don't bite. You can actually pick these things up. Not that I recommend this, because you know what you're actually picking up.
Right.
These don't bite. And you want to fill those holes if that happens and spray inside of them, and that'll take care of it.
Spray them. Get rid of them. TheMoneyPit.com. That's it. Money Pit podcast and all kinds of great things. Tommy the K. Thank you, Tommy. It's 59 past.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.